Oliver Coleman knows more about the Kardashians than I do, which is also a plus. And we have to talk about what the heck is going on with Keeping Up with the Kardashians and why it's over. So everybody, welcome Ollie Coleman from Page Six to the show. Hi, Ollie.
Hi, Cooper. Thank you for that. It's a somewhat dubious honor knowing more about the Kardashians than anybody, really. So, but thank you for that, I guess.
So I have my own theories as to why they decided to end Keeping Up with the Kardashians on the E! Channel. But my guess is you probably know exactly why. So what's the main reason? Because wasn't everybody making money? I mean, E! Ratings are terrible in general, and the Kardashians were still doing relatively well. Why are they gone?
I think it's pretty complicated. I think that there are a lot of factors. And I think I'd put it like this. I used to have a boss who used to say, you know, however big the family get, and however rich the family get, and however sort of prestigious they get, no matter if they're on the cover of Vogue and they're going to the Met Gala and they've achieved this kind of level of legitimacy and kind of prestige, mm-hmm. they'll always do the show, what is essentially a pretty low-rent, trashy show. They will always do it because they recognize that that's the engine that drives it all, right? Like, it's this incredible marketing engine. It's incredible thing that keeps them in the public eye all the time. And they'll always do it because of that. And I think that there's just been enough things that have pushed it over into being more of a hassle. While I think that that is still true, I think it's there have been a number of things that have pushed it over into being more hassle.
Like what?
Well, I think that they all have some personal stuff that's pretty tough. I mean, like, they've got, we all know how difficult it is doing anything at the moment. You know, they've got, what, 9 kids. You know, it used to be a bunch of people in one house and, you know, they'd fight and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it was a relatively simple production. Now it's a massively complex production. And it really is kind of difficult for them. Two, I think that there was a time when E!, for whom, by the way, it's still, you know, it's probably, well, it is their biggest franchise, right? Like,
right.
It's important for them. And there would be a time when, and there have been times when the Kardashians have said to E!, you know, we're done with this, and E! Can come back and say, well, how about another $50 million? And the Kardashians say, oh, yeah, fine. Well, yeah, you talked us into it, right?
Yeah, money talks with those people.
You know, there aren't big money media opportunities in streaming, and that is probably more appealing to them. Plus, there is the Kanye West situation. I mean, Kim put out what I thought was a very well-crafted and compelling statement saying,
I would hope so. She probably has an entire team of PR people helping her put that stuff together, so it better be well-crafted. But yeah, what did you think of it?
That's true. Well, you know, it was, she said that Kanye's going through a, you know, she's obviously very embarrassed. And I think that was all going on last time we spoke. But she was obviously very embarrassed by him talking about the abortion and blah, blah, blah. But she said, look, you know, we need people in the media and in the public to be compassionate. And, you know, while he's going through this difficult thing, very tough to say that publicly and then also say, but we're going to continue to have him on reality TV.
Right.
When you've already said, like, public scrutiny complicates his illness and his recovery and that kind of stuff.
E!'s statement about it, I thought, was very telling. They say, we respect the family's decision to live their lives without our cameras, which I thought was really interesting because it implies two things. It implies that they're going to continue the show in some other form with their own cameras because, you know, why? What, you don't cut out the middleman. What do you need E! For at this point?
Right. And
also, I think it implies that they, you know, they don't like going to work. Let's face it. They're famous for not working. They're famous for doing stuff that doesn't require a lot of work. E! Probably requires them to be somewhere at a certain time and there's a script and you got to, okay, today we're going to be talking about, you know, you guys going to Armenia and the whole Armenian genocide thing, or now we're going to talk about what happened with Tristan and Chloe. So I think it's really important for them to not follow somebody else's script and to just do it when they want to have the freedom, right? Don't you think that's true too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if there's anything that's certain in life, it's that where there are Kardashians, there will be cameras. What cameras those are, it remains to be seen. whether it's their own cell phones and they're going to be, you know, their media presence now they feel like is going to be Instagram stories and, you know, that kind of stuff. People I've spoken to have said, well, they're all respected as entrepreneurs now, so they don't have to keep, you know, having catfights with each other. They can do like a Shark Tank style show or something of that. So a different kind of reality. And honestly, for those of us who are interested in reality TV, it's going to be interesting to see what they decide is best, because if they decide that a Keeping Up with the Kardashians style show is viable, then that means a lot about, you know, they're experts more than anybody else. So that means that they really believe that that format still works. If they don't do that, it kind of means it's over. And that's going to be an interesting thing to see.
But Ali, isn't one of the big issues that they have, I mean, this is the issue I have when I watch the show. It's like, we all know what goes on with them in real time. You know, when Kim was attacked and robbed in Paris, you know, by the time they got to it on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, it was like a month later or longer. And it was like, I didn't care by then. And I already knew what happened. So they weren't going to add anything new to the story. So isn't that an issue? Shouldn't they, if they're going to move forward, they got to do things in a little more real time.
Yeah, I absolutely think that that's something that they've got to deal with, and a difficulty the show had. Although I do think that they did a pretty good job of saying, well, here's an event that you read one side of in the newspapers or whatever. Here's what it was like from our side. It's almost as if the media that you read about it at the time is like a coming attraction for the show, right? Like they did that fairly well. But yeah, I agree. I mean, that they live in a real time reality show, and then you're getting a sort of a kind of somewhat secondary version a little well down the line. I don't think that there's much chance that they're going to replicate that show on another format. I don't see really what the point would be, but. Yeah, will they come up with a, you know, reinvent reality TV? Maybe, we'll see. It's too early. I do think that they're doing this ultimately for business reasons, but I also do believe people who say, you know, they've been doing this a long time, they could use a break, and I think they'll probably take a bit of a break.
So was the contract up, or did they decide to move on, or how did that work?
Yeah, they signed a 3-year deal in 2017, so it would have been coming up.
Here's the scary thing. If you look at the longest running shows on television, I mean, so we're talking about 20 seasons of Keeping with the Kardashians. What else had 20 seasons? Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, The Simpsons. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they're really competing with some of the longest running television shows we've ever had. It's like when I saw 21 seasons, I was like, wow, has it been that long? But then I guess you remember back to season 5 when she was going through that whole thing with Ray J, and you're like, oh, right. Okay. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's true. There aren't many. I mean, I'd say The View maybe would be in that category of things that have really had that staying power. But yeah, not a lot.
Did I ever tell you that I auditioned for The View when it first started?
No.
It came down to me, one other woman, and Debbie Metinopoulos. And obviously, you know who they went with. But one of my last interviews, you're going to love the story. One of my last interviews was, they bring you in to sit down with Barbara Walters and one other person. And the other person at the time was Star Jones, who, funny enough, I ended up being an expert on her show. We ended up being friends years later when she did that show on Court TV. But this was the first time we had met. And she was very, like, she was perfect for the show because she was always, like, a real contrarian. So Barbara Walters says, Cooper, if you can interview anybody alive or dead, who would it be? So I said, Abraham Lincoln, because I just finished reading a book about that book, April 1865, about his last month. So it was the freshest thing in my mind. Mm-hmm. And Star Jones goes, why? Because he freed the slaves, but like nasty, like white girl. And I said, no, because he lost every election he ever was out for, and yet still had the belief in himself that he can win the presidency. And it's, you know, that would be my angle. Like, what told you that you can be a president when you lost every single other election you went for? And Barbara Walters was like, I love that answer. And Star Jones was just like, ugh, like she just did not like me from word, like the very first thing that came out of my mouth. And I was thinking, well, that makes it better television if she already doesn't like me. But she really loved Debbie Metinopoulos. But as you saw, she didn't last long because they didn't want a love fest on that show.
No, I think probably being on the first season of that show would be pretty traumatic. So I think you got lucky on that one.
Yeah, and I was a kid. It was like my first television thing, and they would have eaten me alive. So it probably worked out much better for me. So about the Ellen thing, I have a quick question for you. I think it's interesting that Ellen is going to acknowledge all of this scandal right there on her show. Do you think that's a mistake? You think it's a good idea? You know, and how do you think her fans are going to respond to it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think she has to address it, right? I mean, not only does it's the only thing that people associate with her name right now, when there was the big scandal with the George W. Bush thing, her first response was to go out and talk about it and address it. I don't think it's an option. I mean, I think you've got options as far as how far are you going to go with it? Are you going to give a short statement and then move on? Are you going to talk about, you know, are you going to start interviewing people who have been affected by similar things and really kind of lean into it? Those are options, but you got to talk about it, right?
That's a good idea, right? To interview other people who've been through it. And that way you can really kind of paint the picture of like the celebrity scandal. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, but it's on her show. It's on her watch. Everybody's going to have her back. So she's going to look good no matter what.
You know, and look, if you think about it, like the Kardashians would see that as, you know, they're so good at turning their own scandals into an advantage for them, right? Like they would relish in that for months, you know?
Right.
You know, it's you are your own biggest guest, right? Like imagine if you know, how out of their way to get Ellen, like the Today Show or GMA would go. She's right. Got Ellen right there. So of course, you know, of course she could make hay out of it.
Right. That's really smart. Okay. Last quick question. Do you think Kim Kardashian is going to stay married to Kanye West? Because I don't.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I suppose all I can say really is I hope so. It's a dreadful.
Otherwise, you won't have anything to write about. So, of course, you hope so.
it'd be kind of a story if they got divorced as well. So,
right.
But, it's such a sad situation. And I hope that it would be a even sadder situation if she didn't stick with him through it. So, I don't think they know what's going to happen, but I think I hope so.
It's hard to live with a partner with mental illness. I did it for 6 years and I don't know how I did it for 6 minutes. I don't know how she's going to do it because, you know, my partner had depression and hers has bipolar disorder. I mean, that's, really, I don't know how she's going to deal, especially with the kids.
Right, and you'd hope that somebody with a lot of resources and a lot of, you know, people around them could maybe make that work. But yeah, it's pretty bad.
Thank you so much, Ali Coleman. We always love talking to you from Page Six, and I guess we'll find you on Page Six. I'm sure you're working on some cool stuff. You always are.
All right, thanks, Cooper. Thanks, Anthony. It's great to see you.